USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As the border crisis continues, the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed into the country and no ability for them to work is making conditions ripe for slave labor to return to the USA. So says Andrew Arthur on Fox News. He's from the Center for Immigration Studies.
So they enter into agreements with the smugglers to work in the United States in substandard conditions, illegally, under the table, in virtual debt bondage. The idea that slavery exists in the United States of the 21st century should be anathema to every American, and yet that's what's going on.
The Speaker of the House is the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives. The House elects its Speaker at the beginning of a new Congress. This year, that is tomorrow, Tuesday, at noon Eastern. Representative Kevin McCarthy is the front runner for the roll call vote. Throughout the weekend, dozens of people throughout California have been rescued during heavy rainfall and flooding. Roughly 62,000 in the Golden State are still without power this hour. The southwest lanes of the Highway 101 in South San Francisco were reported reopened after being closed for flooding Sunday. Snow blanketed the Sierra Nevada mountains at a rate of nearly 8 inches per hour. In the Sacramento Valley, a levee was breached in three places. In rural Wilton, that's about 15 minutes south of Sacramento on I-5. Let's get an extradition update on the Pennsylvania suspect in the Idaho college student's murders.
Brian Koberger could be back in Idaho as soon as next week following an extradition hearing scheduled for Tuesday. His attorney says the Washington State University grad student will most likely waive his right to extradition. The 28-year-old is suspected of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in November. Koberger was arrested Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania. The attorney says his client is confident he'll be exonerated. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Welcome to 2023, and here we go. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Empire State officially has a governor.
Governor Kathy Hochul took the oath on Sunday at her inauguration. Hochul, who became governor when Andrew Cuomo stepped down in 2021, is not taking her historic moment lightly.
And now as I stand before you, humbled by this honor, I'm ready to take on the fight.
The Buffalo native said this day belongs to little girls and to young women who will grow up knowing that from this day forward, there are no barriers they can overcome. Hochul defeated former Congressman Lee Zeldin in November. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Marvel actor Jeremy Renner is in critical but stable condition after getting into a snowplow accident on Sunday. The Hawkeye star was injured in Nevada after experiencing a weather-related accident while plowing in a big snowplow. No details of what happened were given. Jeremy was reportedly airlifted to an area hospital near Reno, Nevada. Russia fired multiple drones overnight to attack parts of Ukraine. It's reported dozens were shot down on Monday. Russia continues to bomb from afar as attacks through the weekend killed three civilians on New Year's Eve. Four people are dead after two helicopters crashed near SeaWorld on the Gold Coast in Australia Monday. The crash between two helicopters happened about 2 p.m. local time. Authorities said 13 people were on the two helicopters. Of those 13, four died, three are in critical condition, and six others have minor injuries. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.